Are you ready to grow your audience in 2022 so you have more excited leads for your business? Well, we're going to talk about the best performing lead magnets in the year 2022 in this video, so stay tuned. Welcome to Emma Givens Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long-term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy. Let's dive into lead magnets for 2022 right now. So first off, what is a lead magnet? Well, essentially, it's something that you're offering to give your ideal clients in exchange for their contact information. And critically, it is something of value to them that you're offering in exchange for their contact information. Usually that contact information comes in the form of email addresses, but especially with B2B or business-to-business companies, that might also be that they want to call them up on the phone. It is a little bit more traditional there. So you have to keep that in mind as well. So the term lead magnet, of course, the word magnet means that it's attracting your leads. And we need to also remember what are leads. So we have leads, prospects, and customers or clients. And it just depends what kind of product or service you sell, whether you prefer to call them customers or clients. But leads are essentially potential clients, but they're very cool or cold, meaning that they haven't actually directly interacted with you or your sales team at this point. Prospects are somewhere in the middle where they have directly chatted with you, maybe in the DMs, maybe they've actually booked a sales call. So they've basically expressed interest in a little bit more of a formal way, but they haven't actually signed or paid you yet. So they are right in the middle there. And then we have your clients and customers. So like I said, leads are that first step, then they become prospects, and then they become clients or customers. So leads are obviously super important because you're also going to have a wide number of leads, slightly smaller number of prospects, hopefully not too much smaller, and then inevitably a smaller number of customers or clients. So obviously a lead magnet is so important. The more leads you have, just ratio-wise, theoretically, the more prospects you'll have and the more customers and clients. And obviously there's a lot of nurturing that's going to happen between them signing up to your email list and actually booking a call with you. But we'll leave that for another day. And we actually have a video, if you're on the YouTube channel, about welcome sequences. Or if you are on the podcast, we're going to leave some links in the show notes as well. So some huge benefits to the lead magnet is that it gives you the opportunity to educate your clients on the value of the service or the product that you offer to them. So by giving them a really valuable lead magnet, hopefully you're also priming them so that way, once you have nurtured them, they're ready to say yes. So it's like that first step in that nurturing journey. Therefore, it's also increasing their trust with you and familiarity with you, which makes a huge difference when it actually is time to offer them your offer. And another huge benefit is that you own that information. So you own the email list, you own the phone number. You know what I mean by own, as in it's your own list. And nobody can take that away from you unless the actual person who gave you that information wants to unsubscribe, of course. But places like Instagram that a lot of people use is like their only real way of list building. Basically, they consider their followers their list in a sense. That could be taken away from you at any moment in time. You can get locked out of your account. You can have just a couple of people get mad at you and basically report your account and you get locked out of it. I've known people who have lost tens of thousands of followers and been devastated, just like absolutely broken because they put so much effort into it and built relationships there and they just cannot get access. And oftentimes they did nothing wrong at all. This is also the case with places like Facebook. So Instagram, Facebook, social media is awesome and it's a really great tool to get people to see your lead magnet, for example, in the first place. But you do want to have a lead magnet in place and an email list because it's something that you own and nobody can take away from you. So we're going to get into those concrete types of lead magnets in just a second, those formats for lead magnets that are performing super well in 2022. But first, we have some tips on the content that you are going to want to keep in mind regardless of what format you use. So first off is that you want to make sure that this lead magnet provides something of value to your targeted audience. So while we did say the more leads, theoretically, the better, because the more leads you have, ratio-wise, you should have more prospects, more customers or clients, you still want to make sure that those are the right types of leads, that they do fit into your ideal audience, that they are people who realistically would buy from you. So it really should be quite a defined value that you're providing in the lead magnet. Second is that whatever that thing is of value, it's quite action-oriented, and it promised them a quick solution to a problem. So you want to make sure that it's something that is really easy for you to explain, like what is the number one benefit that they get from using this lead magnet, and that it's quite simple, right? So that quick win also means a simple win, because if you give them a whole bunch of stuff to do or a whole lot of value, well, yes, we do want to impress people with our lead magnet so that they think, well, if this is for free from them, what must the value be like when I pay them for something? You also don't want them to get muddled in all of that information, all of those steps, because oftentimes people won't act on it all on their own. And also it might mean that they feel like they've gotten everything that they need and they just walk away. So there is a fine line there, and you'll want to test it basically to see what that balance is between really awesome, impressive value and making sure that it's still quite defined and has one clear win. And then the third general tip is to make sure that whatever this content is that you provide in your lead magnet, it is in some way relevant to your offers, what it is that you sell. You want to make sure, and this is connected to your target audience, right, that it has a relationship to you, especially that first introductory offer or one of your best-selling products, because you want to make sure it is educating and priming them to value what it is that you can offer them. That's not inherently the purpose of the lead magnet. It's not to sell, right? There's very rarely even a sales pitch in a lead magnet, or if anything, it's more informative in nature, like, oh, by the way, I'm the person who made this for you, and this is what we happen to do. But it needs to be relevant so that when they see that, it basically plants a seed for when the time comes, when you've nurtured them through your welcome sequence, for example, for them to say yes. Okay, it's finally time. Here are the best performing lead magnets for 2022, and we're talking here about formats. So first off are white papers, and this is very specific to B2B or business-to-business companies. So white papers are essentially educational in nature. They're quite professional. They're a little bit more academic in style as well. And they really are meant to either solve a problem for your people, or they're meant to present kind of the solution to some sort of trend in the market. So it tends to be used more by like tech companies, corporate leadership. It is quite specific to B2B, but if you're in that area, it performs super well. So I have a stat here. Yes, so white papers, when it comes to white papers, 71% of B2B buyers use white papers in their decision-making process, according to a demand gen report. So if you want to sell whatever it is that you sell B2B, there are a lot of people who are actively seeking out white papers to inform their decision-making, partly just because the stats that are in them really help justify that investment. Okay, one that's connected is reports. So they might be very, very similar actually in nature to white papers if we're talking about the B2B world, but you can also have like a trends report in the B2C world. Or if you are maybe a brand designer, you might be teaching other brand designers that are up and coming. So a trends report would be an awesome idea. So there's a lot of different ways to use reports. They're a little bit more flexible than white papers. Next are things like templates, toolkits, blueprints, guides, anything that kind of gives an outline or a formula for someone to fill in the blanks. So a really awesome template could be like how to fill in the sections of your homepage. There's a lot more to it than that. Trust me, as a copywriter, I know, but those types of things draw a lot of people in. So if you have a template for maybe you offer a journal, and so you can give them one page of the journal to try out, that could do super, super well as a lead magnet in 2022. I almost forgot that I would consider a cheat sheet something that goes in that category. And I really think that these are still performing even better than guides. Guides might be several pages long, and right now people have a really, well, in general, they have a low attention span online, but I would say just because of online fatigue as a result of being online all the time, pretty much for the last 2 years, that things that are like one pagers do super, super well. So I have an example of a freebie that is essentially a cheat sheet that I offer, which is a 10-step SEO audit, especially for blog posts. It makes it super accessible for people who might not have any other experience with SEO, and they just need to know how to put in their key phrase strategically into a blog post. Super concrete, specific when, and it does really, really well. So I'm actually going to link that in the show notes on the podcast or in the description box below. Connected are things like checklists. People love to check off those boxes. So if you can give people a to-do list or something to keep in mind, I would actually say that that SEO audit is a little bit like a checklist too, because they can check off, yes, I put the key phrase in the title. Yes, I put it in heading one, etc. A lead magnet that's booming in popularity right now and achieving amazing results is a quiz, or an assessment is another way you can look at it. So things like, what kind of business owner are you, for example? These are so popular because people love to learn about themselves. People love to have insight into their personalities, into their mindsets, and it gives you a really easy option to say, well, if you're this business owner, to use that example, number one solution that you need to start thinking about now is this. Right? Easy, quick win, really easy way to make it a single focal point for them to start with. It can also be super awesome as a diagnostic tool, right? So that can really easily bleed into your offers, especially if you're like a service-based business owner, where if this is your result and this is your first win, then through the next sequence of emails that comes after it, you have the opportunity to say and to build up to, well, and here's our exact way of helping you to achieve that quick win. And you can do this with products too, right? Like if you are the Paris type and they have a candle that is Paris inspired, then they can naturally pair you to that candle. And it makes sense that you should just buy that. It just basically makes it super easy for you to connect it to what it is that you offer in a way that's really fun and makes people feel like, oh, yes, this is tied to my identity. It really gives that sense of, I already own it in a way, and really psychologically helps them to invest. Next are discounts. And this is really something I would only do personally in the realm of product-based businesses. So it can be as simple as your lead magnet being on your website, a little pop-up that comes up saying, get 10% off your first purchase when you join our community, something kind of benefits focused like that. And they put in their email address and they get an email saying 10% off. So naturally, well, I got 10% off. That necklace I was looking at that was $200 isn't exactly $200 anymore. I'm getting the savings. It makes it a little easier for them to invest as well. So it can be quite a quick performing lead magnet in the product space. Finally, free trials. Free trials tend to be the best when you offer some sort of membership or a technical software, for example, and people can see the value of what it is that you offer. And it just makes it easier for them to continue. And this is why you also on a lot of free trials have to put in your credit card information first. So that way at the end of the 7 days, it just naturally rolls over. I don't love that as a consumer. It sometimes puts me off of actually signing up for a free trial because I just don't want to forget and automatically be charged when at the moment I'm putting the credit card information in, I don't know if I love it yet. So think about that. But oftentimes having that free trial does convert the people that you're trying to get who are that interested in testing it and playing with it to actually sign up for an ongoing membership. All right. So now there are two types of lead magnets to avoid. So we have ebooks. Because of the fact that people are tired, basically online fatigue, it's hard to be looking at a screen all the time. I would rather sell an ebook on something like Amazon Kindle that's really, really well done as well, like a well done ebook versus offering it as a freebie. It can be one of those examples of overwhelming them with so many tips and so much information that they either think they've gotten everything that they need or that it bogs them down in so many steps that you can't actually quickly connect them to your solutions. And the second lead magnet type to avoid, it's videos. So video sequences, essentially. Three video sequences really took off in the last few years, but they've mostly been successful for big names. So people like Gabrielle Bernstein or Marie Forleo, oftentimes they're online business owners selling to other people who primarily work online. And I would just say that unless you're a big name, it's not worth the amount of time it's gonna take you to put it together. Probably the money you're going to invest in making sure that you have good lighting, that your hair is done nicely. I just don't think that it's worth it. Like the return on investment just isn't there in my experience when it comes to smaller or medium-sized businesses. I would leave that for more established businesses, at least at this point. Finally, I just want to mention, I don't include webinars, whether they're live or evergreen, in lead magnets because of the fact that they are more events. And the same thing with challenges. I think that the amount of preparation that goes into them, the structure of them, I don't consider them lead magnets. I know that there are some people who do, especially when they're evergreen, but I truly don't. I just think the amount of work that goes into them and the fact that they are event-like in nature, that you are often there live for webinars and events, puts them in a different category. And oftentimes they're more effective because of that. But I would leave that conversation for another day, and I would use at least one of these lead magnet types that we went over in this video as that evergreen passive option to get more leads in. All right. Finally, there are three ways to make sure that your lead magnet is effective. One is to test it. Get some people who fall into your ideal client avatar, whether through market research or past clients. Get them to look at it and tell you, did they enjoy it? Was it too much information? Really test. You can even have two different versions of it and test which one is more valuable to your ideal clients. Tip two, to make sure that this is an effective lead magnet, is to make sure you're promoting it. Make sure that people know that you offer it, that it exists. So you will often want to do this on places like social media. Put posts up about it, put stories up about it, make sure people know where to find it, and always keep it benefits focused. What is that quick win that they're going to get if they give you their email address in exchange for this lead magnet? And then the third tip is to make sure that once they land on the page offering them the lead magnet, asking them for their email address in exchange, then it is actually compelling copy, right? It could be simple copy, and very short copy, but you want to make sure that you have a structure there that's going to get them to say yes. So I would recommend starting with AIDA, which is that gold standard copywriting formula. And if you're on YouTube, we're going to link the video here for you in a card and also in the description box to go over how you use AIDA. And we'll also on the podcast version, put it in the show notes. And by the way, if you didn't know, we have a podcast version or a YouTube channel, make sure you check out the opposite, wherever you are, check out the other one by looking at the description box or the show notes. So that wraps up the best lead magnets for 2022. Which lead magnet type are you going to try out this year? Tell us in the comments below if you're on YouTube, or tag us on Instagram at Emma Gibbons Writer to tell us which lead magnet you're going to try out. I am going to be trying a quiz this year. I'm really looking forward to making that happen. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you next week for another episode about copywriting, content marketing, and or entrepreneurship. And I will see you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Gibbons Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Gibbons Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Gibbons Content and Copy.